guys, it's Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com here with another awesome online success cast where I talk to people that are making the web and the world a better place. And today I'm here with my friend Rachel Rofe, and she is a very soft-spoken and sweet, but don't let that fool you. She is one of the smartest people I have ever met, and I love learning from her courses, and from watching what she's doing. So you guys, turn down any background noise, pull over your car, you know, grab a pen, grab some paper, and get ready to take notes. And the first thing you need to write down is this link, and it is uncoveringexperts.com/Rachel, and Rachel is R-A-C-H-E-L. So that's uncoveringexperts.com/Rachel. And with that intro, I would like to say welcome, dear.
Thank you.
Yeah, I am so excited for our talk today because there's been so many times we wanted to chat and life just keeps getting busier and busier, so I figured this way I could actually take some time and grab you for an hour. You're all mine!
Yay!
Well, why don't you go ahead and start by telling us about your business and how it got started?
Sure. So right now my business, I do a couple different things. So I do a lot of Kindle. I have, I think, a little over 40 books right now on Kindle. So I do that. I do different internet marketing things. I have affiliate sites, different product sites in lots of niches. And sometimes I take copy clients. Then I also teach how to do internet marketing. So those are, I guess, the main things. And I'm also right now working on something I'm super excited about, which is more in the personal development realm that you know about, Nicole, with that's called Never Have a Bad Day Again.
Yes, I love that. I bought that, and I read through it, and I'm going to read through it again because I really enjoyed that course a lot.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, how I got started was I used to be a retail manager, actually. I was working, I started off at Walmart when I was 16, and I was a cashier, and then I just kept working my way up really quickly. And so I worked there, became an assistant manager, then I went over to Target, and by the time I was 23, I was making, like, I think it was $55,000 and $55,100 a year. And so I'd been basically working my way up to doing at the time what I thought was really well. And so I was working like 60 to 80 hours a week. I was going to school full time, and I thought that I had basically worked myself into a corner because I never thought that I'd be able to make that kind of money anywhere else. So the managers and I was an executive manager when I was 23, and we would just sit in our offices and talk about how much we hated our lives.
Well, that's a happy story.
Right? So I would just try little things on the side. I was like an eBay power seller for a little bit and would sell clothes and tickets and all kinds of things. And then I came across one of those ebooks on Craigslist, like make $1 million a minute in your underwear kind of things. And the premise of the ebook was basically get an affiliate link and sell this ebook and you'll get money. And so that's what I did, and I'm not necessarily proud of it now, but I was just spamming Craigslist and, like, selling this book. And I started to make, it was, like, between $500 and $800 a day from my very first day. And every hour on the hour, I'd go on Craigslist and make sure if my posts weren't flagged. If they weren't flagged, I'd keep them. If they were flagged, I'd repost. And it just, I saw that I would be able to make money from something other than retail for the rest of my life. And that was back in June 2006. And just kept going since.
Wow. That is an amazing story. And that definitely shows dedication and guts. Okay, and so why did you choose the type of business that you're in right now? I mean, mostly what I've seen you doing lately is very Kindle-focused. I mean, you've got your books on the Kindle, but you've also been teaching a lot of courses about how other people can make money on the Kindle from different angles. I mean, you've got little pieces, all kinds of little courses that can help people with different areas of Kindle publishing. So I just love that. But overall, you know, why did you choose to stick with this type of business? I mean, obviously you didn't want to spam Craigslist forever, so there's more to the story.
Yeah. Well, I guess there's a couple of things. For Kindle, just working with Kindle, there's a few reasons. One, just I love there's just so much opportunity with Amazon. Like, you can reach so many people so quickly. They have so much traffic that I can't necessarily get on my own. I don't think traffic is my strong point. I'm good with affiliates and stuff, but I'm not really strong on my own. And Amazon is going to be either number one forever, or they're going to spend millions of dollars trying. So there's a ton of traffic. There's passive income with it. It's a really great way to just reach lots of people. So I really like that for that reason. And why I teach about it is just it's nice to be able to share what I'm doing that's working and help make a difference in people's lives. I feel like there's a ton of opportunity out there. Everyone has a different message, so I don't worry about scarcity or anything like that. And I just think it's really cool to be able to offer things that I know that are working to other people.
Now with your...
I think we have an echo.
Oh, I don't hear it.
Okay, it stopped. That was weird. Okay, I was going to say, now with your Kindle books, are they all pretty much in your name, or do you use a lot of pen names when you do them?
No, I use pretty much all pen names. I have a couple letters in my name, and I'm probably going to change them soon so that the only thing associated with my name is my internet marketing stuff and then my Never Have a Bad Day Again course. When I had stuff under my name, I started noticing like those niches were completely saturated really quickly. So, which is fine. You know, sometimes it's good to have an example so that people can see exactly what I'm doing and they have something to reference. But for the most part, I don't give away all my niches anymore.
So it's not a matter of you didn't want people to be confused as to what you stood for. It's just the fact that every time you put up a new Kindle book under Rachel Roffey, then all of your students and everybody that knows of your name would suddenly write a Kindle book in that niche, too. You had that many copycats.
Oh, man.
I don't even want to know, do I? Okay, I did not see that one coming. So apparently your next course on Kindle needs to be about how to find your own niche.
Oh,
and not copy mine. Oh, that's classic. I love it. Okay, so what are the top three things that you've done to grow your online business?
Well, I am not, I think these are definitely amongst the top three. I knew you were going to ask this question, and I think I have at least amongst the top three. So number one, the one that I always tell everyone first is just focus. So basically just picking a goal and sticking with it. Something I say a lot is if you chase two rabbits, both will escape.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the like perfect stories to explain this is, like I said, when I was starting, I was making $500 to $800 a day. And I came across the 30-Day Challenge by Ed Dale and Frank Kern at the time, and I signed up for it, and then I started learning about this whole big field of internet marketing, and I started getting on all these other marketers' lists. And so every day, I would get more emails from more people selling different things. So it would be an AdSense course here, or Excite Pro. I don't know if you remember that, but
I do.
Yeah, so selling that over here and all these random things. And so everything would look like such a great idea. And so I would go and I would start one thing, and then I'd get sidetracked by the next thing and the next thing. And all of a sudden my income just plummeted. Like, oh. And so even the Craigslist thing, because before I'd been posting every hour, but I walked away from what was working to try all these better things that would make even more money and do even better and blah, blah, blah. And it didn't work. So focus is always my number one.
I always like to say multiplication through subtraction. That's, I multiply my income every time I subtract distractions away, whether it's clients or projects or niches or whatever it is. As soon as I wipe it out, my income starts to multiply. It's amazing how it works, but it sure does.
That's an awesome mantra.
Mm-hmm. I love it. Even things like I teased my list the other day. I'm like, you know, I even am getting laser hair removal so that I don't have to think about shaving my legs anymore. And it's going to multiply my income, darn it.
I love it.
It's, you know, outsourcing and automating and just removing things, deleting things. So it all helps.
There's a psychic energy if your legs aren't shaved. You just, you know, I think even slightly brings you down. And then you have to think about it. Yeah, just get rid of it. I'm all for it.
You should add that to your Never Have a Bad Day class again.
Okay.
Start every day by shaving your legs, or just get laser hair removal and never do it again. All right, so that was a tangent. Anyway, what's one of the other top three things you've done to grow your online business?
So the next thing is I've noticed that whenever I offer products that have to do with something that I've wanted or I've needed, those are the ones that do the best. So, like, if there's been things in the past, years ago, I would sell them because I thought people would like them or they'd make money, and they never really did that well. So some examples are one of the first books that I created was in the meditation niche, and that was because I started getting into meditation, and I didn't really see anything else that was out there. And that did really, really well. And that was the niche that everyone copied. another one is my Page One Profits course. I basically had tons of books on Kindle, and I noticed that some of them would sell really well and some of them wouldn't sell at all. So I had someone come to me and say that he wanted to make a product. He wants to make his first product. I knew that he was good with SEO, and I asked him to figure out how you can get your books ranked on number one on Kindle because I needed it so badly. And he did, and it ended up becoming a best-selling course. And I guess the last example would be Kindstant Formatter is a tool I have for formatting Kindle books. And that one was created because I put the meditation book up there on Kindle, and I thought that I had it formatted correctly, but it wasn't because I kept getting all these negative reviews, and they were just like demolishing my sales rankings and all this stuff. So I asked a programmer to create that for me, and that's probably been my all-time best-selling product. So that's been really, really helpful, just like knowing what genuine needs are for people that are doing this day in and day out, and then selling those.
That's fabulous advice. I'd like to tell everybody that you can go look at the show notes for this to find links to the Kindstant Formatter and the course on how to get your book to page one of Amazon as well. And Rachel, I also wanted to say that you always hear about creating courses that center around the other person, you know, using the word you all the time. But I found the exact opposite to be true. The more I say the word I, the more my courses sell. It's a ridiculous thing, like I'm doing this or I found this or, you know, I did this last month and it worked. And the more I do that, the more people seem to respond. So it's not exactly what you said, but it's just an interesting thing that I've discovered lately that it seems to connect people to me more than me trying to guess what they want, is to do stuff and share what's working with me, which is exactly what you've done in your courses.
That's really interesting. I wonder if that's because, like, people just love you so much, like, because you're such a, like, star personality that people are drawn to you.
I don't know, but thank you. I don't know if it's something like that or if it's the people want to see the secrets. You know, not the stuff that you say, but what you're actually doing, like the look over your shoulder type of things. I don't know what it is, but people just seem to love that. And I've noticed with your courses, a lot of the things that you're coming out with lately tend to be around what you're actually doing and more like that. And I've really, that has a lot of appeal to me as well, which is why I buy everything that you come out with. As soon as you put it out, I'm like, I gotta buy this. And I do.
Well,
all good stuff.
Yeah.
So you said that the two of the top three things you've done are, one is to focus, two is to offer products that are things that you personally would want help with. And what's the third thing?
I think the third thing is just to always look to maximize whatever you've done before. So a couple examples would be, like, when I first got started after the Craigslist thing died down and I basically, like, unfocused myself out of, like, and started to need money again, I started taking copywriting clients. And after I was doing copy for a while, I wanted to get out of copy and I wanted to start making products and selling them because I started getting into niches and stuff. So instead of just, like, completely changing direction, I leveraged the copywriting and I started to get, I would offer free sales letters to people who I thought could promote my products. So I'd have JV contests and I would offer winners free sales letters and stuff like that. So, when I worked on Kindle, instead of just going right to Kindle, starting fresh with making new books, I looked at what I'd already created and I started taking existing products and I put them onto Kindle versus completely start all over. So just basically always building on what I've already done instead of having to start from scratch has been really helpful.
That is such a good tip, and that's one of my favorite things to do as well, is I always say to look at the lazy route first, because a lot of times it's going to give you the same results as the hard path, but it's a heck of a lot easier.
I totally agree. You know, I just saw this post on Facebook. It was a quote from Bill Gates. I never know if those quotes are actually, like, from the person whose picture they're on, but it was anyway. And it was basically saying, Bill was saying that if he ever has a hard job, he's always going to hire the lazy person to do it so that they can find the easy way.
It's true. It's absolutely true. That's brilliant. Okay, well, let's get on to some of the tools that you're using. What are some unique tools that you're using in your business right now that you can share with my listeners?
Well, I have, for the free ones, I have four of them, because I'm not sure if the first one's unique enough, but it's an awesome one. So, first one I put was Jing. Do people talk about that a lot?
A bit, but go ahead. I mean, if you're using it, I want to hear about it.
Okay, well, so basically you can use Jing to make quick 5-minute videos, and I just love this tool all the time. It's definitely my number one most used tool. I use it for if my assistant can't answer an email, I'll just whip up Jing and I'll, like, dictate my answers to the emails that she forwards me. She'll type out my answers, send them to people. If I'm wanting to get a whole bunch of emails done at once, I'll just make voice responses to people. Sometimes if customers have lengthy questions, I'll just get on the Jing and I'll make them responses. It just makes life so much easier. I freaking love this tool.
The reason why I wanted to hear you talk about it is because I wanted to hear how you use it, because I knew you'd come up with something brilliant. I love that you use it to communicate with your help desk and help them to learn so they don't have to come back and ask you the same question again. That's great.
Yeah, well, thank you. So good. I'm glad that that's a little bit different then. Second thing I would say is the Kindle application. So you can download the Kindle Reader, whatever, for your Mac or whatever computer you have. And I am loving that. I buy a whole bunch of business books and stuff, and I just go through and I take my notes and my marks on my Kindle and I highlight stuff. And then when I'm on my computer, I just go through and I can look at everything much easier than on the Kindle screen. And I can just take my most highlighted things and start making notes. And I can start just like making memos for myself, or even making product like outlines and stuff by looking at that. It's just, it's really cool. I love it.
Very cool. So that's the Kindle app for your computer, or the one on your iPad too? Are you referring to, because like I have a Kindle app on my iPhone and on my iPad, but you're talking about the one that's actually on your computer?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Cool.
Yeah. So the next one is Flux. It's a free, I don't know if it's for PCs, but it's on flux.fm, I think is where you download it. And basically what it does is it syncs with the sunlight outside. So you put in whatever time zone you're in, and it'll start, like, if it gets darker outside, your computer screen will get darker and brighter in the morning and so on. And so it's really good for, like, when you're going to bed. I try to not be on the computer right before bed, but if I do, if the monitor is kind of working with how it is outside, it's much easier for me to fall asleep, because I notice when it's super bright, my monitor, it's just really hard to get to bed. My mind's still racing and all this. So, and it's also, I think, just healthier. So I love it.
That is so cool. I knew you'd have some really unique ones, some different ones that I haven't heard before. And you said that you're going to be a rule breaker and give me four, so go for it.
So the last one, I don't know how often people use this, but Voxer. I freaking love Voxer. It's a it's like a walkie-talkie for your phone, but you don't need to have it so that it's blaring out whenever someone sends you a message. But basically, you can connect with people and just leave them like little bite-sized messages, or long if you want, whatever. But it's just so easy. It's kind of, I look at it like an easier way than an easier version of text messaging. So, for example, my strategy manager and I will go on there, and he'll say, "Oh, I have this idea. What do you think about blah blah blah?" And I'll make my response when I wake up or whenever I want to, then he'll respond back. And it's just so much easier than having to type out an email or type out the text message or whatever. It's just perfect.
And what is it called?
Voxer, V-O-X-E-R.
And so it's kind of like instant messaging, but with voice.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, cool.
this is actually also how I've been communicating with some friends. Like, we're too busy to get on the phone. Like, I have one friend, she's always up at midnight. I go to bed early, so she'll leave me, like, what's going on with her life on Voxer, and I'll wake up in the morning and I'll respond to her, and it's just great.
That is very cool. Well, what about some paid tools that you're using these days?
So one of them is an app on my iPhone called GWizz. It's G-W-H-I-Z-Z. And I like this a lot. It has basically your Gmail on there, so you can access your Gmail, your Facebook, your Twitter, Google+, and then like a Safari. And the Facebook app for your iPhone is super, super slow. So GWizz moves really quick, and the Gmail searchable and everything. It's just nice to have everything in one. It's all really quick.
That is very cool. I'll definitely look at that. You said that's on the iPhone?
I think they have an Android version too.
Oh, cool. I'm definitely getting that. Okay. What else do you have for us?
Another one is not a tool, but I've hired finance managers too, and you can actually get them much cheaper than I think most people think, but you probably, like, depending on how much you trust people, start $10, $15 an hour. But basically they go through and they handle all my refunds, and they handle paying off for affiliate contests and paying my regular bills and just doing everything, making budgets. Oh, that's so awesome for the budget part. I learn like what I need to be making each month, and they'll tell me every week. I'll get a weekly financial analysis. Even if you don't have someone doing like all the like confidential stuff, if you just have someone work with you to make a budget and then accountability for how much you want to be earning every month and how much you need to earn per day to get there, it is so helpful.
That is really cool. What a lot of people don't know, and I know you know this, but in PayPal, you can actually set up users with limited access. And that's what I have for my accounts. And I know you outsource a lot, so you already have that. But I have, I think, 3 or 4 accounts in my PayPal. One is me, you know, the main admin. And then my main project manager person pays my affiliates every month. So she has her own logins, and she's able to contact them on my behalf. But, you know, certain things aren't visible to her. And then my customer support person has her own login, and when she goes in, all she has access to is to refund people, or I think she has access to do one other thing, but you can limit it depending on what that person's needs are. So, you guys listening, if you need to do that, you do not have to give, and you should not give, your main PayPal logins to anyone, but you can set up separate user accounts that you can kill if you need to, but you can also set the access based on what that person needs. So what's your third paid tool that you're using these days? And I bet I know.
You know, and actually before I said, I just you broke a little bit. I could still make out what you were saying, but just so you know, it was in and out a little bit. But okay, last one is Kinstant Formatter. I love this tool. And like I said, I had it created for me, so obviously I really like it. But basically what it does is it takes any Word document that you have, takes your book, and puts it into Kindle-ready format, so you don't need to worry about all the formatting, which is so excruciating if you do it the manual way.
Definitely, and we use that tool too. And I love it. Actually, that's what we're going to use to get this transcript up on Kindle.
Oh, I didn't know you put this on Kindle. That's great.
Yeah. It'll be free on Kindle for a couple days before the podcast goes live, so be able to spread the word.
Maximization at its finest.
Oh, always. Like I said, the lazy way. All right, so speaking of over the years, things you've learned, what is one mistake that you've made that you've learned from that you can look back on and go, you know, that was a good thing that happened because I did learn something from it?
Well, I think the biggest one was one I already talked about, so I'll give a new one, but that one was just the lack of focus and putting my attention in too many places.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing is I was selling internet marketing for a while, and I started getting in this mindset where I was just going to like put out products based on things that I had done in the past, and I knew that they worked, but I stopped like testing myself all the time. It was just like a little, I guess, phase that I went in, and I realized that I mean, that was just so, things change so quickly that unless I'm constantly testing and trying things, I can't give the most relevant information to people. And I think just because things change so quick, it's like I can just expire really quickly too. But mm-hmm. I think it's just continuing to test is really what I learned from that.
And not to sit on stuff, too. I've made the mistake of that where I've had, you know, the sales page ready and the course ready, and then I didn't release it, and then it became obsolete. It's like, you know, I could have helped people if I would have released that last year when it was actually, when it worked, but now I can't do anything with it because I'm not going to sell it now. It doesn't work anymore. Yeah. The information's old. And it happens so quickly, too, in this market. You got to jump on it while the iron's hot, right? That's the phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah. So would you say there's a tipping point that got you to success? And if so, can you narrow it down to maybe one or two things?
You know, I've been reading this amazing book lately called The Slight Edge. And I think, and so basically the premise is that most people don't have this like overnight success or something. It's basically every day they do a little bit that gets them towards their goal, a little bit, and then all of a sudden it adds up. And so most people don't realize it because they've been doing so little every single day. And I feel like that's probably closer to my what really happened for me is like just a little bit every day, a little bit every day. And things just got better from that. I can't think of any major peaks. I mean, I've had like launches that have done well. I had business partnerships that were really great that helped me learn a lot. Like when I started copywriting, I hated asking people for money. I liked writing, but I hated asking for the sale. So I had a partner who had no problem asking for the sale, but he didn't really want to write a lot. So we would partner up, and that helped a lot. Or when I was partners with Dennis Becker, that was really great because he was awesome at long-term income, long-term stability, where I'm more about like short. I like having projects, short things, and then I get bored and I want to move on to the next thing. So that was also really helpful. Yeah.
Love it. I'm the exact same way. I always say, you know, if I could just brush my teeth for an hour a day, make it a project, and then not have to deal with it the rest of the month, I would do that. Or if I could just take, you know, 30 vitamins one day and just be done. It's that ongoing stuff that drives me crazy.
Exactly.
So as long as I can let the laundry pile up to the point where, you know, we don't have any clothes in the house and then just spend one day doing laundry, then I'm happy. But if I have to do a load a day, oh, it's painful.
I agree.
And that is why I'm getting a mommy's helper.
Oh, good.
I think I found somebody that's going to come over and do a load of laundry a couple times a week and bring groceries and all kinds of stuff. So I'm really excited for that. So I don't have to let the laundry pile up until it's out of control. But I actually do batch cooking too. So like if I'm going to make one lasagna, I'll just make 8 and then throw 7 of them in the freezer. Or if I'm going to make chili, I'll make like 2 giant stock pots and then put like all of it but one meal in the freezer so that I don't have to think about it cooking again.
Same exact way. That is funny.
We're a very efficient people, I think. All right, guys, I'm going to remind you, you are listening to Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com. And my special guest today is Rachel Rofe, and the last name is spelled R-O-F-E with a little apostrophe on the E. And to learn more about Rachel, you can look at the show notes or go to uncoveringexperts.com/Rachel, R-A-C-H-E-L. Or you can always go to my blog, NicoleOnTheNet.com, and search Rachel, and she's got all kinds of stuff all over my blog that you can learn more about her all over there, too. And hopefully more and more and more she'll be on there. Okay, the next question is, what advice would you give to your own mother or sister, or in this case, I should say, or brother, or your best friend to help them succeed online?
I always tell everyone to start with a service. And then reinvest the profits into doing something longer term. So learn the service, work on that, and then focus on something that has like something else that you're going to focus on as you're doing that. So this way you get your quick income, you don't have to worry about that, and it just you can breathe easier.
I absolutely agree. I always say get paid to learn rather than, you know, going out and paying for all these courses and struggling and not having any money come in. If you can get hired by somebody that knows what they're doing and learn on the job and get paid, I mean, that's awesome.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean, that's why I became an affiliate manager, because I wanted to be in the back end of all these businesses and see what people were doing, what was working, what wasn't. And, you know, I didn't have the list size that I needed at the time, or the product funnels, or the confidence. So I figured I would just see what everybody else was doing and learn from them and get paid while I was learning. And it worked out really well. Yeah. So if you had to, knock on wood, but if you had to rebuild your business from scratch with no list, no contacts, nothing, how would you start tomorrow if you had less than $100 to do it?
I think the first thing I would do would probably be, same as I just said, offer a service. I'd probably start with copywriting, and this way I knew that I have instant income coming in, and then probably just build a product that I know about. Probably put it on the Warrior Forum, because it's access to lots of people, or if I'm in one of my niches, go to wherever I know people are congregating for free, and sell from there and scale up. That's how I got started the first time, doing both of those things, so I'm sure it can work again.
And then do you think from there you would start to put things on the Kindle again?
I would definitely put things on the Kindle, yeah. I think that Kindle is, you can definitely make quick income. I think that it just takes a little bit longer than the other two. I would absolutely go to Kindle, probably get money from the service, start reinvesting that into Kindle, and then getting books up on there, getting them ranked, and all that goodness.
All that goodness. Kindle goodness. All right. So the last question, and before I ask the last question, I'm going to remind you guys one more time that you're listening to Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com, along with Rachel Rolfay. And to learn more about Rachel, you can go to uncoveringexperts.com/Rachel, or just head over to my blog, NicoleOnTheNet.com, and search for Rachel. And she's the only Rachel on there, and she's all over the place, so you can find out all kinds of good stuff about her. So the last question is, what's something that's working in your business that you can share that's working right now?
Okay, I have a couple ideas. I have one Kindle. I had read down two, and then I have one Kindle one that just popped in my mind. So I'll give the Kindle one first.
Okay.
The Kindle one is for books. I've been putting a picture of a post-it note that I got from Snagit, and just like kind of like, don't forget, and then basically asking people for review, just saying, if you like this book, please make sure to go leave a review. And that's been increasing the review percentages by a ton. So
that's awesome. And I actually bought that course of yours, so I have that. I love that. How to get more reviews on Amazon?
Yeah, yeah, it's rolling in reviews.
Yes, I love it. And you've got some more for me?
Yeah, so for product creation that I sell, either like from Kindle books that go on and they purchase other things, or when I'm selling in the internet marketing, I have been loving putting my products on wish list instead of selling them as ebooks, because it's just so nice to go in and you can edit. You don't have to worry about getting people sent brand new ebooks and all that. And I think it just looks nicer, so I'm loving that.
Oh, I got you. Yeah, you're using Wishlist Member, the membership site, to set up a blog and actually put the course on there rather than just having a PDF, a one-time download. They can go log in to the membership site and then read through pages. Each blog page is like a different chapter of your book.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you mean. Yeah, I think that's great. I love that format. Plus, you're able to do more monetization on there, I saw, too. You're able to let people know about your affiliate program and the sidebars and point them to other courses. And since you're using Nanocast as an affiliate, I love that, because I see people buy a course and then immediately start buying related courses because they see that in the membership area.
Yeah, that's so cool.
That's awesome.
Like on a PDF, you have the recommended resources at the bottom, and so they only see your recommended resources once. But when you're going chapter through chapter, and all my other courses are right on the side, you keep seeing them over and over and over. So it definitely increases sales.
I think that's great, especially because all of your courses are so related that if they bought a Kindle course and in your course you're talking about, oh, by the way, you need more reviews, and on the right they're seeing how to get more reviews on Amazon. It's like, oh, okay, I guess I have to get it. It's awesome. And did you say you had one more?
Yeah, so last one would be like we were talking about, short attention span. so sometimes if I'm selling products as an affiliate and I want to do case studies or I have an idea for something and I'm selling a bonus, it's like, I have this idea. I think that it worked. I don't know, but you want to follow along and see. I've been just having my assistant fulfill them, and I just explain to her what to do, and she goes in as Michaela, as my assistant, and she'll email people, and it's a great way to get the really cool ideas but not have to do the work because it's, boring by tomorrow.
Can you back up there? You lost me for a second. So what exactly are you doing with a short attention span?
So, if I want to do, let's say I'm promoting a course, and I think that you can use it in a really cool way by doing X. I'll have my assistant case study out X. So let me see. So for example, I was promoting a product on how to write children's books. And so I had my assistant try out a couple different variations of ways that I thought you could make the course even better. And as a bonus for people purchasing through my affiliate link, they got to see exactly what happened as we tried out those ideas so that if they worked, then they could go through and do them too.
And if they didn't work, that's still valuable information as well.
Exactly.
How cool is that? I love that. So then they get the bonus for buying through your affiliate link, and then the bonus is actually you trying out, kind of experimenting with things that you learned in the course.
Yeah. Oh, and you know what? That's the other thing I guess I'll say real quick is every time I hire someone, I do my best to make sure that I'm earning 2 to 10 times ROI from whatever I'm paying them so that it's profitable to pay them. And that's what I tell people that say also that it's hard for them to start outsourcing because they don't have the budget. Well, if you plan in advance and you make sure that you're earning 2 to 10 times from whatever you're paying them, there is no risk. So anyway, when I have my assistant go through and fulfill those case studies and I'm able to sell more copies as an affiliate, then it's easier to earn back whatever I'm paying her.
That's great. I love that tip. Thank you so much. Do you have anything else you want to tell us about? What's coming up with you or what's in your plans for this year?
Definitely I want to do a lot more with Never Have a Bad Day Again. I think there's so much more to go with that, and so I'm really excited about that, getting into personal development space more. And then just continuing with Kindle. I love it. I have so many more books coming out soon, just constantly testing and tweaking and putting out more courses. And we've been doing some coaching programs, which have been going amazingly. I was telling my co-coach that we should name it the Crying from Happiness program because I think everybody's cried.
I love that.
That's pretty cool. So that's what comes to mind.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Rachel, for taking your time and sharing all of this great information with us. You've given us a lot of different things to think about and all the tools. I can't wait to check those out. And I just love you. You are a rock star, and I want to be you when I grow up, even though I'm older. And I'm looking forward to spending some time with you at NAMS in August, too.
Totally. Me too.
Yeah. All right, listeners, you have been listening to Nicole Dean from NicoleOnTheNet.com along with Rachel Rofe. And to learn more about Rachel, you need to go to UncoveringExperts.com/Rachel, and that's RACHEL. Grab a pen, grab some paper, hit rewind, re-listen to some stuff, and in the meantime, write this down, UncoveringExperts.com/Rachel. I am just so happy. This was awesome. Thank you so much, listeners, for sticking around. And come back soon. We'll have lots more for you. Thanks. Bye.